的经文是从彼得前书第三章十三到二十二节。你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要害怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里存主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要当作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好行的人自觉羞愧。神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按着肉体说他被治死，按着灵说他复活了。他借这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听，就是那从前在挪亚准备方中神容忍等待的时候不信从的人。当时进入方中借着水得救的人不多，只有八个人。这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。这是神的话。 This is the word of the Lord.
This morning is an exciting morning.
今天是一个很奇特的早晨。
It was an exciting morning for me from England.
所以今天是一个非常奇特的早晨，对于我一个英国人。
Because England have qualified for the next round of the World Cup.
How do I translate the word?
Don't worry about it. But it's more exciting because of the baptisms.
今天很奇妙，因为我们有两位受洗。
Baptism is a story of God's grace and power at work.
受洗是表达神的爱与救赎的举动。
In baptism, someone declares their commitment to Jesus.
当一个人受洗时，他是在宣扬他信耶稣的承诺。
They demonstrate the power of the gospel.
他在分享神在他生命中的大能。
And they connect with a local community of believers to be nourished and discipled.
他们也因此进入教会家庭。
I can still remember my baptism.
我还记得我受洗的那一天。
It was Sunday evening, July the 11th, 1982.
是星期日，七月十一号，一九八二年。
You could tell that I was from a non-Christian background.
你当时一定可以看得出我不是基督徒家庭长大的。
I wore jeans and a bright red T-shirt that said, "My dad went to New York and all I got was this lousy T-shirt."
我穿着牛仔裤和一个鲜红色上衣，上面写我爸爸去了纽约，可是他只带回来给我这件破上衣。
I was young. I was naive.
我当时年轻天真。
But I was also saved.
但我也被拯救了。
I knew Jesus.
我认识了耶稣。
And God had reached into my life and drawn me to himself.
神在我生命做工，带领我认识他。
But someone had had to tell me the good news.
但在信主前，有人需要和我分享耶稣的好消息。
And I had to respond to the good news.
而我也要回应。
In other words, someone shared the gospel with me.
有人和我分享福音。
And in baptism, I declared the truth of the gospel in my life.
所以用受洗的仪式，我呈现我对福音的信任和欢喜。
Today's passage highlights the importance of sharing the gospel with our words and deeds, and the importance of declaring the gospel in baptism.
今天的经文强调我们如何用言语和行为传福音，还有对于受洗时传福音的重要性。
Both are about giving a good testimony.
两个都是讲好见证。
But first, we must understand some strange verses in this passage.
首先，我们需要了解一下经文。
This passage is possibly the most difficult in the New Testament to interpret.
这篇经文可能是新约圣经里其中一篇最难理解的。
In the first century, Christians often connected themes in the Old Testament or other Jewish literature with the life of Jesus in order to explain the meaning of the gospel.
在一世纪，基督徒常用旧约和其他犹太文学来解释耶稣的生命经历，用那些文学解释福音。
Some of these connections are difficult to understand.
有些解释比较难以理解。
And today's passage gives us the oddest one of all.
今天的经文就是其中比较难理解的。
1 Peter chapter 3, verses 19 to 20, says that Jesus preached to the spirits in prison who disobeyed during the days of Noah.
今天的经文，彼得前书三章十九到二十节说，耶稣去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听，就是在挪亚时期神容忍等待。
Now, Peter is referring to 1st Enoch, a document, a Jewish document, not in our Bible.
彼得这时是在指以诺前书，一个没有在我们圣经里的犹太文件。
And 1st Enoch embellishes the story in Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 4.
以诺前书是叙述创世纪六章一到四节的一个文件。
In Genesis 6, 1 through 4, heavenly spirits visit earth, marry human women, and have children.
在创世纪六章一到四节，堕落的天使看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选，娶来为妻。
This comes immediately before God's judgment over the earth that led to the flood and Noah's ark.
这是发生在上帝用洪水审判人类之前。
And in 1st Enoch, God tells Enoch to deliver a message of condemnation to these heavenly spirits, saying that their offspring will become evil spirits on earth.
以诺前书中，神告诉以诺去谴责这些天使，并且说他们下一代会成为堕落的灵。
Now instead of Enoch preaching to the heavenly spirits, Peter says that Jesus did.
神告诉以诺要去宣扬神的话，彼得在此说耶稣也是一样的。
And for centuries, Bible scholars and teachers have struggled and continue to struggle to understand this passage.
几世纪以来，圣经学者和教师都一直努力想去理解这段经文。
But the point of these strange verses, however, is clear.
然而，这经文的重点很清楚。
By his death and resurrection, Jesus is victorious over sin and evil.
耶稣的死与复活胜过恶与恶，恶与罪与恶，罪与恶。Sorry.
And in baptism, Christians declare Jesus' victory over sin and evil.
借着洗礼，基督徒宣布耶稣胜过恶与罪。
This strange story is about giving a good testimony.
这个故事叙述的就是说要做好的见证。
With this in mind, let's focus on our two points today, the importance of sharing the gospel and the importance of baptism as a declaration of the gospel.
让我们今天关注两点，传福音和受洗宣扬福音的重要性。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
彼得前书三章十五节说，只要心里存主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
This verse emphasizes that sharing the gospel is with both words and actions.
这节经文强调，分享福音既要有言语，也要有行动。
It's not enough to show the gospel in our lives, but never explain the gospel with our words.
仅仅在我们生活中展现福音而不用言语是不够的。
And it's not enough to explain the gospel with our words, but not show the gospel in our lives.
只用话解释福音，生活行动中没有福音和神的爱也是不够的。
Discipleship, which trains us in our understanding and our living, is therefore very important.
门徒训练，训练我们的理解、思考和生活行为是非常重要的。
So what do we learn about sharing our faith in this passage?
那么这篇经文如何教导我们分享福音呢?
1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 to 16 tells us three things.
彼得前书3章15到16节有三点。
First, we must be ready.
第一,我们需要准备好。
We must be prepared to explain the gospel. A few years ago, leaders of different religions and faiths in the town of Nelson, British Columbia, were invited by the health authority to explain their beliefs on life after death.
许多信仰的领袖被卫生局邀请到纳尔逊, BC, 来解释他们对死亡和死后的看法。
The Baptist pastor was invited to speak first.
浸信会的牧师先被请去讲。
He said, after death, Christians go to be with Jesus forever. It's a victory of love, and that's it.
他说死后基督徒会永远和耶稣一起。 这是爱的胜利，就这么简单。
Representatives from other religions were far less confident about what happens after death.
其他宗教代表比较，对死后发生的事比较没有那么有信心。
The Buddhist, for example, said, "It's like a game of dice."
例如佛教徒说，这就像骰子游戏。
In other words, no guarantees.
也就是说没有保证。
At the end of the gathering, the audience said they really liked the Christian belief.
在会议结束时，观众表示他们喜欢牧师的说法。
The pastor was ready.
那个牧师准备好了。
His explanation was clear and simple.
他的解释清晰简单。
Helpfully, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 gives one of the clearest and most concise statements of the gospel in the New Testament.
彼得前书3章18节给了新约其中对福音最清晰简单的解释。
It's a great verse to memorize to be ready to share the gospel.
分享福音时可以把这段经文背起来。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 says, For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
彼得前书3章18节说,因基督也曾为我们的罪受死,就是义的代替不义的,为要引我们到神面前。
It's the gospel in a nutshell.
这就是福音。
In one phrase, it says, I'm lost, I deserve death as a sinner before God.
这经文很简单的解释，我们都是失丧的人，在上帝面前本应该以罪人的身份死亡。
I cannot save myself.
没有人可以拯救自己。
God loves me and sent his son Jesus.
上帝爱世人，所以派他的儿子耶稣降世成为人。
Jesus, who is perfect and holy, died in my place on the cross.
耶稣完美无罪，却死在十架上，为了我们。
And Jesus rose from the dead, conquering death and sin.
耶稣并从死里复活，战胜死亡和罪。
And with my trust in him and him alone, I am forgiven and brought into God's family.
信靠他，我们被原谅，并且成为神的家庭。
And God gives me eternal life.
上帝给了我们永生。
So let's always be ready to explain the gospel.
所以我们应当随时准备好传福音。
The second point is this, we have a reason.
第二就是我们有盼望的原因。
Peter says that people see something in us. They want to know the reason for our hope.
彼得说人们想知道我们为什么会有盼望。
Shortly before Carl Jung, the Swiss psychologist, died, he said, "The central neurosis of our time is emptiness."
Carl Jung, 一个瑞士心理学家，死前曾说，我们这世代充满空虚。
And in the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, reminds us that God has set eternity in the human heart.
传道书三章十一节说，神将永生安置在世人心里。
The 17th century French philosopher Blaise Pascal said that there is a God-shaped hole in our lives.
十七世纪的法国哲学家 Blaise Pascal 说，我们生命中有个盛装神的位置。
People are looking for hope.
人都在寻找希望。
And Christians are people of hope.
基督徒是有盼望的人。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says that we have been given new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
彼得前书一章三节说，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
It's easy to see why Christians in the first century, even when they faced opposition, had something attractive to announce.
很容易地看得出来，为什么基督徒在第一世纪即使面临反对，但还是愿意传希望的福音。
May we be the same.
愿我们如同他们一样。
And third, we show respect.
第三，我们必须礼貌待人。
Peter reminds us to speak with gentleness and respect.
彼得提醒我们说话要温柔尊重人。
None of us enjoys conversations where we are disrespected.
没有人愿意在交谈中不被尊重。
Too often I have witnessed well-meaning Christians start a conversation with someone by labeling them sinners.
我太常看到出于好意的基督徒沟通时给别人贴罪人的标签。
Yes, we are sinners, but that's not always the best place to start.
对，我们都是罪人，可是这不是一个好的对话开头。
Imagine each time you walked into Walmart and the greeter told you that your clothing was out of style, your attitude needed changing, and your hairstyle was appalling.
想象一下，每一次你走进 Walmart 时，店员都告诉你，你的衣服不时尚，你的态度要改变，你的发型不好看。
The hairstyle happens to me all the time. Would you continue shopping at Walmart?
你还会继续在那里购物吗？
No.
不。
We do not have to agree with people's beliefs or attitudes, but we can still show respect.
我们不一定要认同别人的想法或态度，但我们仍可以给人尊重。
So readiness, reason, and respect are what it takes to share the gospel.
成熟、理性和尊重是我们传福音所需要的。
With these, we give a good testimony.
有这三点，我们就可以有好的见证。
But there's one more point, which is a foundation for all of these.
但最后我们还有一点。
The transformative power of the gospel in our own lives.
那就是福音在我们生活上的改变。
If I have not experienced Jesus personally, how can I share his love effectively?
如果我没有亲自认识耶稣，我就没有办法如实分享他的爱。
This is why baptism is important.
这就是为什么受洗非常重要。
Baptism is a good testimony.
洗礼是一个好的见证。
Baptism demonstrates that a person has committed themselves to Jesus personally.
洗礼呈现出一个人愿意跟随耶稣的决心。
This is the point that Peter wants to make.
这就是彼得想说的。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21, in that he says that this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you.
彼得前书三章二十一节说，这水表明洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督的复活拯救你们。
Now Peter is not saying that the water has special power.
彼得不是在说这水有神奇能力。
And he's not saying that the act of baptism saves us.
他也不是说洗礼这动作能够拯救我们。
We must be very clear about the meaning of baptism.
我们需要很清楚知道受洗的意思。
Baptism will not make us a better person or a good Christian.
受洗不会让我们成为好人或者好的基督徒。
Baptism is not a badge of honor or a certificate of achievement or a passport to Christian maturity.
受洗不是荣耀徽章、奖状或护照，让一个人能够走到更成熟的地步。
Baptism is discipleship in action.
受洗是成为门徒的实际作为。
In baptism, we die to our old way of living.
在洗礼中，我们的旧生命埋葬了。
Romans chapter 6 verses 3 and 4 says that we are baptized into the death of Jesus.
罗马书六章三到四节说，我们借着洗礼归入死，和耶稣一同埋葬。
So we die to our old way of life.
我们旧的生命已死。
Baptism is a moment of death.
受洗就是宣告旧生命的死亡。
At Trinity, we will never knowingly baptize anybody who thinks baptism is their right, or a reward, or the nice thing to do, or will make us acceptable to God.
在三一教会，我们不轻易让人受洗。如果那个人认为受洗只是一种权利、奖励人做好事，或单单让神接纳他的方式。
Baptism is for those who trust in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
受洗是给信靠耶稣复活的人。
1 Peter 3:21 literally says, the pledge of a clear conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
彼得前书三章二十一节说，这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
A pledge of a clear conscience means the exercise of our faith.
无愧的良心就是信心的实践。
So baptism is the exercise of faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以受洗是对耶稣有信心的表示。
If it's a moment of death, baptism is also a moment of new life.
受洗呈现一个人旧生命的死亡和新生命的开始。
And we are raised with Jesus.
我们和耶稣一同复活。
And baptism also connects us.
受洗让我们连接在一起。
It connects us with Jesus Christ.
让我们与耶稣连接。
Romans 6 verse 3 says that we are baptized into Christ.
罗马书六章三节讲到我们受洗归入基督耶稣。
Baptism is like the installation of a completely new operating system on a computer, and we're the computer.
受洗就像电脑安装一个新操作系统，而我们就是电脑。
The computer hardware looks the same, but the software is radically different.
电脑硬体没变，可是软体完全变了。
It's as though Jesus Christ's software has been written over our original software.
耶稣基督软体已代替我们旧的软体。
And now we can exchange files with Jesus because we are synced with him.
现在我们可以和耶稣交换档案，和他连接。
And baptism also connects us with the church.
受洗也把我们和教会连接。
This of course is shown by our connection to a local congregation.
这从我们参加教会家庭中可以看到。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 says, For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body.
保罗在哥林多前书说，我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
Paul says this to the local congregation in Corinth.
保罗是跟哥林多教会说的。
So baptism means connection with the local church.
所以受洗把人和教会连接。
That's why in our Baptist understanding, there's a close link between baptism and belonging, or what we call church membership.
这就是为什么我们认为受洗和教会会员是有很大的连接关系。
In 1992, a group of Christians attended the Summer Olympics in Barcelona.
1992年，有一群基督徒参加巴塞隆纳的奥运。
They intended to share the gospel.
他们想要传福音。
The Olympic authorities told them that evangelism was not allowed.
奥运主办单位说不让他们传。
So this group of Christians decided to meet the practical needs that they saw.
所以这群基督徒就决定采取行动。
They collected litter and emptied garbage bins.
他们开始捡垃圾及打理垃圾桶。
The Olympic organizers watched these Christians.
主办单位看到他们的举动。
They were very impressed with the Christians' attitude.
他们很赞赏这群人的态度。
And the Olympic organizers then asked these Christians what kind of evangelism they wanted to do.
所以他们就问这些基督徒说他们想要如何。
The Christians explained that they wanted to approach people in conversation about Jesus.
这些人回应说，他们想要和别人分享、谈论耶稣。
And the Olympic organizers gave them permission.
主办单位就同意了。
It was a staggering turnaround.
多么大的转变。
In both action and word, these Christians gave a good testimony.
在行为和言语上，他们都给了好的见证。
So what is a good testimony?
所以什么才是好见证呢？
Peter would say, share in Christ with readiness, reason, and respect.
彼得说用成熟理性和尊重的态度和别人分享基督。
And share in Christ because we know Christ personally, which in the New Testament is symbolized by baptism.
分享我们在耶稣里受洗重生的个人经历。
The Lord bless you. Amen.
神祝福你。Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Lee.